This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to a Saturday edition of the program with Logan Armblaster behind the glass, taking your calls at 412-928-9370. Bob Pompeiani with you the next couple of hours until we get up to the Orioles and Pirates coming up at 1 o'clock. And before too long, the regular season will be underway. And with that in mind, Paul Skeens was named opening day starter. It's his first time that he's obviously had that distinction because last year he was in the minors until they brought him up, and when they did, he was, to me, the best pitcher in baseball all season long. Should have been a Cy Young winner. He did win the Rookie of the Year. But, man, the expectations are high for a 22-year-old. We welcome you in. Want to hear your reactions to just about everything going on in Pittsburgh sports. But first, I want to remind you, the Fan Text Line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. And Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.com. .net. And thank you to our sponsors, PNC Bank, number one Cochran, Shendorovich, Shendorovich, and Fishman, and Nine Yards Golf Lounge down in Washington. We're having a big St. Patrick's Day tournament today. So if you're in that area, stop in and check it out. If you like simulated golf, there's some great stuff down there. And I always like that, especially now it looks like it's going to rain outside here, Logan. We've had a great stretch of weather, right? I mean, it's been like, I don't know how many days, 8 days in a row. It's been beautiful. Sooner or later, that was going to come to an end, and it may be sooner today than later.
Yeah, I mean, I go to Waynesburg, and there's been rain nonstop. It feels like I didn't think that the winter was ever going to come to an end, but it's nice to finally get the clouds out of the way and the sun's back. It has been like 8 days or something in a row, it feels like.
And it provides some optimism in what was kind of a dreary last couple of months. And as we begin today, I wonder what your level of optimism is about the Pirates. I know that they haven't done anything in the offseason to make you think that they should be a team that could compete, but with the starting pitching they have, I said before and I'll say it again, I think they're going to be in just about every game. I saw Bubba Chandler yesterday dial it up to about 100 miles an hour and four strikeouts and two perfect innings. And the significant thing about that is that, you know, he could very well follow the script that Paul Skeens had last year, and that a few weeks into this, he may be coming up. I don't know if that's in their plans. Maybe it should be. But he, you know, faced four of the top 10 Phillies ranked prospects, and I think it was Aiden Miller, Justin Crawford, a couple of other guys who are in their top 10, and he made them look silly. And he's 22 years old also. Jared Jones, those three guys, throw in Mitch Keller and, you know, whoever else, Bailey Falter, Heaney, who they just picked up, who hasn't looked good. But they have some potential in their starting rotation. No question about that. And they're going to need some hitting. Where does it come from? That is the biggest thing. 412-928-9370. Another thing that's been going on is that Pitt, for the second year in a row, has declined postseason opportunities. I see that Andrew Filippone put out a post from last year, but it applies to this year as well. Tom Crean is anti-declining postseason opportunities, regardless of where they are. Just because you have an opportunity to play some guys who may want to continue to play, you learn a little bit more from that. It doesn't stop you from going out and recruiting. It doesn't stop you from going out and getting NIL deals done and all that stuff, the transfer portal. It does give an opportunity for some guys who are going to be on your roster to continue to play. How important is that for you? But Pitt has decided, and they did it last year, and they had a better record last year, to decline the NIT, and they did it again this year. Would you keep playing? If for no other reason, just those players. It doesn't have to satisfy fans, but just for the players to have an opportunity. Or do you think it's fine just to say, no, we're done, fell apart at the end of the year, we're not going to keep going. Roster's going to change, no question, but there will be some carryovers, and those players may want to play, and you might get a better evaluation of them. Also, Alex Ovechkin, I thought this was an interesting topic as the week went on. You know, he's all the way down to 9 goals removed from Wayne Gretzky's record. And if you look at the schedule, the last game of the year is at Pittsburgh at PPG Paints Arena against the Penguins. He may very well get it the way he's going before it ever comes to that. But let's say he doesn't. How do you feel about Alex O scoring that Gretzky all-time NHL goal scoring leadership in Pittsburgh against the Penguins? The other night he had an opportunity to get an easy one, an empty net goal, and he passed it up so that one of his teammates who's never had a hat trick in the NHL could get one, which is a good sign of a captain of that team, and that team's playing well. But it's a tremendous accomplishment. I'm sure they want to get it done as soon as possible, but what if it lingers into the final game of the year and the Penguins are the team that is either going to be in a position to be in the history books or deny him a chance to break Wayne Gretzky's record? 412-928-9370. We'll talk about that as we go. The Penguins play the Devils, by the way, today at 3:08. And the Penguins have won 3 in a row, and it has rejuvenated Tristan Jarry, who's been terrific, really, in the last 3 games, all wins. And I wonder what it means for you as a fan to watch Tristan Jarry return. Are you hopeful that this is something that he can bottle and bring into next year? Or do you think they will just utilize this potentially to get an opportunity to move him, save the money, and then defer to some of the guys they have in their organization? It's a tough call because those guys in the organization may be a couple of years from really blossoming into the players you want them to be at 412-928-9370. And then, of course, there's the interesting topic of the Steelers, which never goes away, as they continue to wait for Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers is, I'm sure, soaking this all up, it seems. I mean, he could make a decision anytime he wants to. It could well be that he is waiting for the Minnesota Vikings to enter the conversation. Apparently, both the Steelers and the Giants have made offers to him, and he is waiting for maybe Minnesota. And actually, if you're going to look at a team that has a chance to win of the three mentioned, the Vikings are that team. Not only did they have a 14-3 record last year, but they have loaded up in this offseason. They have added 2 very good offensive linemen. That was a problem as the season went on. And Sam Darnold got sacked a lot because of it. It didn't diminish Darnold's value as he ends up signing with the Seattle Seahawks, but it made it difficult for them to win those very difficult games at the end of the year. But they still went 14-3. So they added to their offensive line, which a problem. They also added to their defensive line in the acquisitions of Jonathan Allen and Javon Hargrave in free agency. So Brian Flores has a defense that was really good. They also, I think, signed their one of their top interceptors, Brian Murphy, who had a couple interceptions, like 9 or 10 over the last couple of years. But Minnesota is loaded. And I'm not suggesting that Rodgers would go there thinking he's going to start, or maybe they do. You know, J.J. McCarthy is their guy. They let Darnold go because they believe in J.J. McCarthy. But if Rodgers is expecting to start there, that may be a little bit much for Minnesota. I don't know if he's content with going there and waiting for either the young quarterback to have problems or whatever. But if he wants to go to Minnesota, I'm curious their interest. So far, we haven't seen it, although Diane Rossini and the PM team yesterday said that Minnesota has an interest. How significant is that interest? 412-928-9370. So Minnesota's been a big winner in the offseason. I think the Chicago Bears have done a great job, too. Ben Johnson comes in as their new head coach, and he's immediately attacked their biggest problem, which was their offensive line, and they have overhauled it. They believe in Caleb Williams. We'll see what happens there. The Steelers have added some players, of course, some older players too, 34-year-old Darius Slay. I like the running back, Kenneth Gainwell, although he is a duplicate of Jaylen Warren in the role, so I don't believe the Steelers are going to ignore running back in the draft. But eventually they're going to draft a quarterback. I was of the belief it would be next year when the draft came to Pittsburgh, and what a big event that will be here in Pittsburgh for four straight days. The money it raises for the economy here in Pittsburgh, plus the just the notoriety. And who knows, maybe it'll be Ben Roethlisberger standing at the podium announcing a pick for a quarterback. Because sooner or later, they have to do this. They have gone through 3 years now of trying to, you know, put this together with a quarterback rotation that hasn't worked. Two straight years are going to revamp the entire room. That is not something you want to do on a regular basis. 412-928-9370. The ACC tournament's moving along without Pitt. Number one, Duke will play number two, Louisville, tonight. Duke, even without Cooper Flagg, is still capable of doing some damage, and they did last night. They had a big lead over North Carolina, but North Carolina came back, cut it to one. Duke ended up winning that game. And one other note I want to throw out, because you know I tend to appreciate some of the talent I see in the NBA. Cleveland Cavaliers won a 16th straight game last night. They've had multiple streaks this year, very long streaks. They're on pace to win 70-plus games. Normally, teams that do that go to the finals and, in most cases, win the finals. Same you can say about Oklahoma City. It could be those two teams in the finals in the NBA, which would be rather refreshing, I think. At 412-928-9370. So that's the table setting for you. Let's go out to Woody on line one. Who's our first caller today? Hello, Woody. How are you? Oh, Woody just dropped. Okay. Well, how about Michelle in Brentwood? Michelle, are you still on?
Yes. Hi, Bob.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
So, really frustrated about the Steelers. We just look so, it's such an embarrassment. And the one thing, this all just goes back to Mike Tomlin. I was thinking about it the other day. I'm going to say Mike Tomlin is like the Wizard of Oz. Everybody says he's wonderful. He's great and powerful. They're a little bit afraid of him. And then at the end of the movie, they find out he's a charlatan. He's a total fake. So at this point, he can't coach. He can't discipline. He can't hire people for the team, you know, like other coaches. And obviously something went terribly wrong with this draft situation. And then
it's not just draft. You're talking about free agency situation, right?
I mean, yes.
Okay.
Yes. You have mentioned before that other teams have bigger coaching staff. The reason we don't, do you think it's because Tomlin says we don't need it, or because Mr. Rooney doesn't want to pay the money for it, or both?
I don't, and thanks, Michelle, for the call. You're echoing what a lot of people have said. I don't think it has anything to do with whether or not they want to pay it. I just think they have, that's how they want to do business over there. So whether that's right or wrong, in a lot of cases, it is a smallest coaching staff when you look. But if you, you know, I've said before, too, I agree with the assessment that, you know, guys with bigger resumes need to come here as assistant coaches, whether that's coordinators or position coaches as well. You don't see a lot of that change. The one thing Mike did at the end of the season was say there was going to be multiple changes on many levels. We really haven't seen many levels. As far as the quarterback situation, it's become, again, a situation that doesn't at all not look like Indianapolis. It's a duplicate situation. When they found out that Andrew Luck was going to retire because of all of his injuries, kind of a stunning situation, it caught him off guard, I guess. And so ever since then, they have been looking for the quarterback. It is something that you just don't want to do year after year. And they thought they had a couple of Band-Aid situations when they brought in Trubisky, and then Kenny Pickett became available to them at 22, and for whatever reason, and I believe it was Mike Tomlin more than anyone who wanted him. He saw him over there every day, talked to him every day, but he wanted to draft it. And if you don't hit those picks, then you have more problems, and then you have to eventually redraft or continue to bring in guys. And that's what we saw last year. It's a bad precedent because it has to end at some point. I really felt, and I said this, Michelle, earlier, that I thought the easiest way out at this year was to sign Fields 2 years, give him whatever money. You still have money to sign. And listen, they're not cheap about paying people. They just gave Metcalf $150 million. They're going to pay money to people they want, and T.J. Watt will be the next one in line. You could debate that all you want. But, you know, in a quarterback, you got to make it happen in the draft. You just do. But I thought Fields would be it. They draft their guy either this or next year, preferably next, and then you go from there, and you better hit it. Because if you don't hit it, you continue to do. Indianapolis went from veteran to veteran to veteran, whether it's Rivers to Ryan to Flacco to Brissett to Minshew. And then they decided to draft their quarterback in Richardson, and he has not been what they expected him to be. So now they're continuing to do this over and over again. It is a tough, slippery slope. You have to hit on these things, and if you don't, this is where you end up. And so that's why it's important right now to figure it out in the next year or two. Aaron Rodgers notwithstanding, if he does sign here, it's going to be just for this year. And, you know, if they protect him, which is a big if, he still can be somewhat effective in that pocket, I believe, but he can't run. And he goes exactly against what Mike has always said he wants, which is quarterback mobility. Mason Rudolph, however, comes into the scene, and I'm glad to see him back. Real stand-up guy, and I like Mason. I really think maybe their best quarterback play over the last several years has been in that three-game stretch where they had to win those games, and he was the quarterback. And even in the Buffalo game, yeah, he threw an interception in that game, but that was a playoff game that I thought was probably the closest of all the playoff losses they've had over the last 8 years. So say what you want. You may have doubts about Mason Rudolph. If he ends up being the starter, okay, let's see what happens. They're in a position right now where they have to figure this out. And, you know, he'll be here beyond 1 year, unlike Rodgers or Wilson if it ends up being him. So these are all situations that have to unfold. It will be interesting to see how they handle it. Bill joins us right now in Hempfield on line one. What's up, Bill? How are you today?
Hi, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get a hold of you guys when on your 10:30 show at night, and it's been busy.
Yeah, we get a lot of calls, and we need to have more phone lines available, apparently. So take care of you, Bill, but keep trying. We'll get you on there.
The point I was wanting to make, I wanted to ask you guys if you watched the combines at all.
I watch it, but not in depth, not like people who are really into that stuff.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Don't be surprised if Jackson Dart doesn't go first on the first quarter. That guy, I'm telling you, if the Steelers
this is music to Joe Starkey's ears. He is perked up about Jackson Dart. He wants him.
I got excited when I heard Joe talking about it, yeah. But I watched him, and he was flawless in that. And he has the strong arm. He can run. He can do everything. I think the Steelers should trade up and get him. He could be the franchise quarterback that they need.
Well, you could be right, Bill. I mean, quarterbacks are hard to assess. Thanks for the call. I think if you look at potential, you'll see it on display in the combine because it is just throwing the ball with no pressure whatsoever. You got to be on target. Yeah, all the skills are there. There's no question about that. But if you look at the decision-making in the last couple of games he played, there were some questions about his decision-making. Is he capable of coming into the NFL and being a franchise quarterback? I believe so. I believe a lot of these guys are, at least potentially. But then it's a big step up here. It's a big step when you're facing all the best defensive players you're going to find. Normally in college, you can find a weakness or two and attack it. In the NFL, there aren't many of those, and they come after you. And you better be quick on your feet. He does have the ability to run. That fits into what the Steelers like, so I wouldn't be surprised. Now, if you have to move up to get it this year, you know, next year would be better suited with all the compensatory picks they're going to get. So I don't know if they'd make that move. Would he fall to them? And let's say he does go above. I don't think he'll go above Cam Ward, but if he does, and Shedeur Sanders, if one of those guys falls down, I don't think it'll happen. They'll be in a position to take him at 21. They may have to trade up. I don't know. I don't see a scenario this year where they'll begin trading up. 412-928-9370. Tony in Swissvale is next tonight. Hey, Tony, how are you?
Good. You, Bob?
Fine, thank you.
Well. And touch on Mason, I think he's going to be okay. I think he only started like 28 games. I think he's like 14-14. But like, I have like take seven of them games away, like when he wasn't prepared or anything. So I don't really count them as losses. I think he's going to be good. Maybe not the best, but I think it's good for this year. And I don't want to waste no money on Rodgers. He's playing a game, and I don't want to play that game with him.
Yeah, I never thought they'd get involved in that game, Tony. I thought that was something that was just it's almost like a desperation tactic, and I don't like that part of it. And, you know, he is what he is. I still think, as I said, give him protection, he can make throws. He showed it last year with the Jets even. But he's coming off 2 years removed from the Achilles. Thank you for the call, Tony. I don't know if you're in an airport. It sounds like you're in an airport or something. The bottom line is, you know, I don't know why they don't have a deadline for him. I would have a deadline. I'd say, you know, we need to know by this date. It's already been 6 days and counting, and now if he's waiting for Minnesota, that could be another long period of time waiting. So it's a situation I didn't see the Steelers falling into. But hopefully, whatever happens, they'll just go into this year, and then address this quarterback situation in the draft. It has to be done through the draft this year or next, and preferably next, in my view. I think that's an interesting scenario where you could have a draft in Pittsburgh and take the next future franchise quarterback, perhaps. Jake in Sacramento, California is up right now. Hey, Jake, how you doing?
This is Nick, Bob. It's okay.
Oh,
Bob.
Sorry about that. Nick, it says Jake on my screen. Sorry.
Oh, no worries. I always talk to you. I listen every day. I love everything that you guys all do, the media, everything. I'm a Pittsburgh native, but why is it that I keep hearing, and forgive me, I just want to know this question and I have one more after it. Mm-hmm. Well, we can look forward to, this year, wherever we end up with. If we don't get Rodgers, okay, great. But, we have the draft in Pittsburgh next year, and next year's draft class. I get it. It's a better draft class. Why does it matter that it's in Pittsburgh? Is this like the show and pony show? I mean, what are they trying to?
No, it's never happened here before. I just think it would be a great setting, and you talk about interest being high, and if it just so happens, I mean, it's nothing more than that. I'm not trying to make that out to be other than I'm looking forward to see a draft come here only because I've watched it grow into what it's grown into, and I think it also has just big time bonuses for the city of Pittsburgh itself. In that the business it brings, I know a lot of people in the service industry are excited about it. That kind of stuff. Whether or not he's taken this year or next, it doesn't matter. I think the scenario would be interesting if the quarterback was taken next year.
I wasn't pointing at you or anybody on the staff. I just keep hearing it a lot of different ways. They're talking about it in ESPN and all those other big networks. I just keep hearing that, and I just don't want to hear like, well, we just have a season if we tank. I'm not saying we're going to tank, but the Steelers don't tank seasons. I mean, I just don't ever see that.
No, and the fact that they just gave Metcalf $150 million suggests that they're
exactly.
But that's also a multi-year deal. They're looking for that to be in. And when you get a weapon like that, who still is only 27, listen. If you have two guys, let's say Pickens stays here. Let's say he's here this year, and let's say he's a good soldier. He gets out there and does his thing, and knows that next year would be it for him. Or this year, and then he'll go into free agency. If you have two guys who can stretch the field and go deep, it takes defenders with them. And this is why I like Justin Fields as my first option, because he can then exploit a lot of that. There are going to be openings out there with his legs. I understand the criticism of his passing, but I think it could get better. But I think with those two guys that on the field, any quarterback who's in, if he gets protection, goes deep, and I still think Aaron Rodgers can make that throw, and I know that Wilson can make that throw, whoever it ends up being. That's a big advantage to have, to stretch the defense a little bit.
Right.
Makes it better on your run game, too.
So lastly, and I appreciate your time talking about this stuff, Scadabo, what do you think of him? I'm going to ask you about running back. Scadabo, you got Genty on the board, and then the kid from I think it's Ohio State, right? What's his name? Is it Junkins? So I'm just wondering, if you looked at all those running backs and you're taking a running back in the, let's just say, which I don't think they'll do, the first round, the Steelers, I think we need a D lineman more than anything right now. Or if we can get a second round pick back with all the stuff we lost that second round pick.
Yeah, the second round pick's a big loss, but they got Metcalf. Yeah. I like both those guys you mentioned first. I think Genty's but I'm not going to go a first rounder on it. I'm just not. If they do that, they did it before. Whether or not this guy is the kind of, is he Ashton Gibbs? Is he Bijan Robinson? Is he any of these guys that you see? Barkley? Maybe he is. Maybe he isn't. I still wouldn't go first round. They need help on defensive line first and foremost. And with no second round pick, if they don't take that defensive lineman in the first round, when are they going to get a chance at a decent one? If you wait until the third, you may get a guy. I don't know how good or bad he's going to be.
Okay. And then lastly, Connor Hayward. Okay, I love the Haywards. Nothing against his brother. Anyway, I was really hoping the Steelers were going to get Justin Jurcik from 49ers, but they re-signed him this morning. Yeah. I just thought he would be a really good fit in our offense and the way they run things and do things. And like I said, nothing against Hayward. I know he's a great player as well. But it's frustrating. I wake up every day with a headache. I'm 54 years old. I love listening to all the stuff, and I'm just waiting. I'm not anticipating him signing Rodgers, like you said. I mean, like people were saying, I think we're going to go a different direction. I mean, who knows what? I think it just might be Mason. But I don't know. I just want to see next year how it's going to fold out. But if they got Pickett in our division, you're playing the Jets next year, who's going to have the better record of quarterback? If it works out, we just have to deal with whether it's a Mason or whoever. I want to know what the brass is going to think after they see how these other quarterbacks pan out. and their schedule. I'm going to leave it at that, Bob. And
all right,
hope you
thanks.
And your family are well, and God bless.
Thank you. You too. I appreciate that call. 412-928-9370. I just, you know, we'll find out how that goes. As far as running backs, I've heard that before. I would not take a running back in the first round. As talented as they are, and I know they need one, but they still need help defensively on the line. And I'm not going to overlook that right now. I think you could find those running backs. Most people agree with that assessment. It's not always the case. If you get a, you know, if you get a Christian McCaffrey opportunity in the first round, is one of those guys capable of doing that? I don't know. I watch him play. I have a lot of respect. I watched Ashton Jeanty against Penn State. It took him a while to get his numbers. He ended up getting numbers, but Penn State did a pretty good job with him, I think. So the bottom line is they have a lot of needs. They don't have a second-round pick, and I'm okay with that. They got Metcalf. That's a big-time playmaker, and they say they need big-time playmakers. He's a big-time playmaker, so we're not going to get him. But the biggest position of all is quarterback, and it still remains unsolved. And you're getting to the point where you need to do it, and you're running potentially out of options. 412-928-9370 is the number called. Take a break. We have Frank, Bernie, Seth, Joe. We're also going to talk about some golf here, and I want to bring it up only because of this Sawgrass course and how demanding it is. And yesterday, and just for all you guys who are going out there now and playing golf, and you get frustrated with how one day could be so good and so bad, all you have to do is look at Justin Thomas to understand that. He shot 78 in the first round. Most people thought he wasn't going to make the cut. Next day, he should have shot 61. He went to 18 with a chance, with needing a par to shoot 61, which is a new course record. And he ended up bogeying that hole, hit one in the water, but still 62. He goes from 78 to 62, 11 birdies. And I mean, on that level, it happens. On any level, it can happen. If you're going to shoot 100 one day, you may shoot 88 the next. So keep on keeping on. We're going to take a break. It's the Bob Pompiani Show on a cloudy Saturday in Pittsburgh, right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, we're back, and it looks like there's rain starting to fall, and there's some thunder and lightning out there, which is a little surprising. But that's what happens when you get up there in the 70s and a little correction going on. And, of course, it happens on the weekends, and hopefully the St. Patrick's Day Parade down in Pittsburgh will not be impacted, although with thunder and lightning, I think they have to make necessary calls on protection for people. So I'm not sure how that's going to work, but hopefully that'll be out of here in an hour or so. Anyway, 412-928-9370. Thank you to PNC Bank. Make today the day and check out their virtual wallet at PNC.com. Also, number one Cochrane, ride in style. So many locations all throughout Western Pennsylvania. It's number one Cochrane. Go one better there. As well as Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman, where they got your back, not your wallet. And Nine Yards Golf Lounge in Washington, and soon to be coming in Ross Township, a great indoor golf facility. 412-928-9370, back to the lines. They are busy, beginning with Bernie on line two. What's up, Bernie? How are you? Bernie, are you there? Okay. I don't know. What happened to your line, Bernie? I'm not sure. We'll move along to Frank in line one. What's up, Frank?
How you doing, Bob?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm not a fan of Mason for a starter, but he's a good backup. What's anything about Kirk Cousins? Is he available or what?
Well, I mean, if you're going to do that, you got to make a deal. He signed a long-term deal, 4 years with Atlanta, and that calf injury that he had was, I think, flared up to the point. He was bad at the end of the year. I mean, there's no question about that. Again, you're dealing with older quarterbacks who you're not sure what you're going to get. I think he had one touchdown and nine interceptions over his last several games. He would be cheaper if you're going to do it, but I'm not going in there. I mean, I'd rather, if that's the case, start Mason, bring in somebody else, and then – you know, reassess it either in this year's draft or next year's draft. I don't know what else you can do. If you draft someone in the first round especially, that person would probably be looked at as eventual starter maybe this year. So there's a lot yet to be determined here, but I'm with you when it comes to some of these older guys. I'm just not interested so much, you know, because I've watched their careers. Rodgers is a Hall of Famer, four-time NFL MVP. He still can do it if he gets a protected pocket, but he's a sitting duck in the middle of the pocket. He can't run like he used to, and he's coming off the same sort of surgery that put Cousins in that boat. So hopefully we'll get an answer here soon and move on past this, because there are still other areas that they need to improve their team. Thanks, Frank. Appreciate it.
Hey, one more. Hey, did we give up a number two for Metcalf, right?
Yes.
Number two. Okay.
Yeah, to me, that's necessary to do, because you needed somebody like that to come in, especially knowing that Pickens is on 1 year left on this deal. Now, Bernie's back. Let's give him a second try over there on line number seven. Hello, Bernie.
Hey,
how are
Bob.
You?
Hey, Bob. How you doing, buddy?
All right. What's up?
Hey, real quick. There's a little rumors out there, and there's always rumors, that Dallas is looking at Pickens. So I was thinking, if that's the case, maybe they can swap number ones, and if Pittsburgh could get a number two. What do you think?
Swap number ones to get a number. I mean, first of all, I agree with what you said about rumors. There's all kinds of speculation. I don't even know with AI out there how much is real anymore. It's really difficult to tell. Dallas, though, has not done much, and they need weapons. You know, CD Lamb is their big guy, but if you got him, gave him a new deal, that would be a good 1-2 punch. For a second-round pick, I think that's probably swapping ones and a two. Maybe it's swapping ones and a three. They need a two, though. If they could somehow get one for this draft, I think it would be helpful to them.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, if that would happen, then according to, you know, with Joe, your buddy, he thinks that Jackson Dart would be the guy. So that obviously that could maybe be a potential for them to get him. That's what I was thinking.
That, I mean, potentially that could be true. I mean, if you move into that position, yeah, we'll see how that goes. But you know, Jackson Dart, I've seen mixed comments about him. He is moving up, no question about it. He has talent, yes. Decision making, sometimes good, sometimes bad, but that's part of being a young guy and moving into the pros. But as many people like him, as many people don't like him, and they look at him as a mid third, fourth round draft pick. So it's risky with quarterbacks, but you definitely have to fix the problem. You got to figure it out. Thanks, Bernie. Glad you called back. Appreciate that. Let's go out to Seth in Long Island. Seth joins us right now on the Fan Hotline.
Hey, Bob, how are you, man?
What's up?
Hey, it's all good. I appreciate you taking the call.
Sure.
You know, I think there was a couple months back on the Pop and Joe show, I had called in, spoke to you, and, you know, you were of the mindset like I was where, man, Fields should have never been, you know, let go. I mean, it's just incredible to me how they mangled that entire situation. I personally believe, Bob, that maybe they lowballed him on purpose because they didn't want him back. I don't know what the story is, but I think he had an innate distrust of the situation there. All they had to do was tell him, hey, you're the starter. You're our guy for the next year. Pay him, you know, $30-40 million, you know, guaranteed, whatever the Jets gave him. I mean, look, I live in Long Island, man. I live 40 miles away from the Meadowlands, and I get to watch. I mean, that's why I have YouTube TV, so I can watch the Steelers. I can't watch the Jets and Giants. That's like a pain. That's like a painful, slow death. You know what I mean? So I've been a Steelers fan for 40-plus years, man. And I got to tell you, you know, watching Rodgers every week, you know, when I had the opportunity, it was painful. It was painful. And I know he had, you know, he had some pieces missing. I'd rather see him go to the Giants and stick it to the Jets. That would be interesting. But I have to tell you, whenever the Steelers are playing the Jets in the Meadowlands this year, Bob, and I am going to be rooting for Fields big time because I think he's a solid kid, a stand-up kid. He took the benching professionally. I've never seen a benching after 4-2. Probably should have been 5-1. Could have been 6-0, right? I mean, they were
behind.
So
yeah,
they were big. They were behind 21-0 against the Colts. He brought them back, right? My sense, and again, he drove them down the field. They were winning 17-13, and then the vaunted defense, $130 million, gives up the winning touchdown to the Cowboys, right? So I don't think he played that badly. Was it great? No, but what you always say is exactly the way I feel. I think he's got a tremendous amount of upside. Unfortunately, we're not going to see it for a full year. And I'm going to be at that game rooting on Fields. And this whole situation with Rodgers as an organization, again, 40-plus years as a Steeler fan, I'm embarrassed for them that they didn't have a plan, that they don't have it thought out. And Starkey said it again yesterday. It goes back 6 years or so. And I agree with him 100%, or as he says, every syllable and half syllable, right?
You listen a lot, Seth, I can tell.
What's that?
I said you listen a lot. You know all the verbiage.
You guys are great. All you guys are great. And I love all the different takes and different viewpoints. It's food for thought, right? So my problem with this whole thing, Bob, is that they didn't have a plan. They let Fields walk. And then, you know, if you were Russell Wilson, again, I personally never want to see him again in a black and yellow uniform. But again, if he was the fallback, now, you know, is he going to go to the Browns?
You're jeopardizing the fallback, right, is what you're doing. So,
yeah, you know, the whole thing is a mess. And I truly believe it would have taken – this deal with Fields should have been done as the season ended. You've said it a bunch of times. You know, if that's your guy, if that's your decision, make your decision, pay him. And now, like you guys have been talking about all week as well, they missed out on some defensive guys, right? Maybe Javon Hargrave could have came back. This is a travesty, and as a longtime fan, I'm sorry to see this, man. But
Seth,
it's just
I appreciate the take, I'm not going to call any NFL teams can surprise you sometimes. I'll still, you know, look at the Steelers last year, and at the beginning of the season, not many people thought they'd end up in second in their division ahead of the Cincinnati Bengals. Weird things can happen. So I love to watch everything unfold, which is also why I really thought Justin Fields. I'm a patient person when it comes to developing people. A lot of people make conclusions based on what they've seen in Chicago. But for me, what I saw in Chicago was turbulence. Different coordinators, different coaches, different mindsets. As a young player, I think it affects you, you know, and your game planning because you got a lot of stuff being thrown at you. I thought a season under his belt here with what you saw of him, he was a choice. And I believe what you just said, Seth, because I've said it from the beginning, I thought they would have made that decision rather quickly and get it done so that they have a plan going into free agency. So here we are, and that's the situation they've and whether Justin Fields turns out or not, he may not, but he still has the ability in his legs to make some things happen. And I certainly would have featured that a lot more than I think we saw last year in those six games when he was here. 412-928-9370. We have Joe in Orlando. Going all over the map today. Hello, Joe. How are you? I'm sure the weather's better there than it is here.
It is. I see it's raining at home. Weather's, if I had to guess by looking outside, it's, well, it is completely sunny and probably about 70 at the moment.
Perfect. It was that like yesterday here. All week here has been like that.
Well, I hope I'll be there for opening day, so I'm hoping opening day will be nice. Last year, I think it snowed.
Now, you're going to get to see Paul Skeens on opening day. If you're going to go down to, is it Miami? Is that where they open up?
I think. No, I'm going home. I'm coming home.
Oh, you mean for the home opener. Day. Well, then who knows if he's going to be on the mound or not. He should be in that series against the Yankees, though. I've said that, too. So, you know, figure it out as best you can. They have a series in between that. I would make sure he is available for that Yankee series.
Well, you know you'll sell out probably opening day. If you pitch the second day, you have another sellout. So
yeah,
it's just something to think about. Listen, in terms of the Steelers, this thing's been years in the making, which, by the way, that young lady that called and said the Wizard of Oz, boy, was that creative. When Ben hung on two or three seasons too long, he never embraced Mason Rudolph. He held that team ransom for 2 to 3 years, and that was the start of this. The other thing is I can't even fathom the people that are in that front office to think that we're going to let somebody like Justin Fields, who, as you just suggested, has a huge upside. He still has years worth of development probably. And then you're going to turn around and get like a 40-some-year-old guy who you have no future with in the next year or two. And the other thing is they're acting as if they're a few steps away from the Super Bowl. They got so many holes. And at the end of the day, will a quarterback stabilize that situation? It will. There's no doubt about that. The problem is they're not going to get anywhere close. What's crazy is a year ago, everybody was, well, we got two great quarterbacks. Everybody was pumped up. They let Kenny Pickett go, only to get back to getting Mason Rudolph back and having no one else.
Right. No, right? I mean, no question, the Pickett situation more than any of them. You could bring in guys you could sign like they did with Trubisky and last year what they did. But when you miss on the draft picks, especially first round, and you have to redraft, it's a hard thing to overcome because most of what you're dealing with in free agency are guys who've had some success but a lot of failure also. So, you know, I don't know. It's a tough position to be in, and right now they're kind of stuck. And you know, Mike Tomlin always talks about he wants volunteers, not hostages. Right now it seems like they're being held hostage a little bit in this whole Aaron Rodgers situation.
There's no doubt about what's an embarrassing situation. There was a day and age where if somebody offered you to sign with the Steelers, people would jump at the chance because of the culture and the winning. Now we're waiting on guys. It is an embarrassing situation, but here's something I want you to ponder. I am a Kenny Pickett fan, right? And I'm glad he got into Cleveland. You know that's where players go to die. What you have to ask yourself, Kenny's last game as a starter, he threw for almost 300 yards when he opened the offense up. Do I think he's Bradshaw? No, I don't. But if I was going to roll the dice in the situation they were in, I would have much rather had a younger guy who had a record that he progressively gets better when he's in a system with a real offensive coordinator. And that goes back to Mike Tomlin hiring Matt Kenny. He never left the building to get an offensive coordinator. At the end of the day, what the lady said about the Wizard of Oz was spot on. The only difference is, at least in the Wizard of Oz, when they find out there's a guy behind a curtain, he at least tried to give him an explanation and give him some kind of symbolic send-off where they got a heart and a brain. You know what we're going to get? Nothing.
All right, Joe.
Thanks, Bob.
We'll see how it plays out. I always like to watch as things develop here, but they certainly have a situation on their hands that has to be rectified soon. We have a lot of people on the lines. Two Anthonys. We have Mark, Guy, Bob, Rick, Sean. I'll try to roll through those as fast as I can when I come back. You're listening to the Bob Pompeiani Show on a Saturday in Pittsburgh right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Rolling right along on a Saturday, busy day. A lot of stuff going on, although the quarterback situation has hit a stalemate, and we'll see what happens there as the Minnesota Vikings look to maybe be interested. I also want to throw out, again, some other topics there in case you want to opine on these. And Tristan Jarry's resurgence. What would you do with him at the end of the year if this continued? Would you just say he's back? Or would you say, we've been fooled before, we will move him? He's played very well in his last three games, and they are in a somewhat of a rebuild based on what they've done, but they also want to continue to try to win. Is he part of the solution? 412-928-9370. Any of you out there who follow Pitt basketball, do you think Pitt should have accepted a postseason bid, as Tom Crean suggests yearly, that teams need to play? Guys who are still around deserve the opportunity, regardless of it doesn't have to be something the fans like. But you do it for your team and developmental aspects of that. 412-928-9370. Let's go out to Oakland. Anthony is on the line in Oakland. Hello, Anthony. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, Bob, and thank you for asking. Bob, I think Pitt should have accepted. I can remember back in the day that when they did go on a outside of NCAA tournament and won it, that's where those Pitt teams of the early 2000s were formed, if you remember.
Sure. I mean, sometimes, especially if you know their guys coming back. Now, you may not know Jalen Lowe may move. Who knows? But some of those guys who are there need a little bit of work. They didn't get it throughout the course of the regular season.
Bob, you know, the Steelers right now organization is a mess. You and I watched them play Baltimore. They gave up almost 500 yards rushing, which tells me, who's been watching football since the 60s, you got to shore up the defensive line. The only guy you've got on it who's very competent is in his late 30s. So why are you even dilly-dallying around? You've allowed all these defensive linemen who were free agents. It's two of them from San Francisco could have been on your team, and that one from Washington everybody had their eye on. Somehow you don't shore that up. You're worrying about a 41-year-old quarterback, and so you couldn't allot your money the way you needed to be. I mean, they have shown us no ability, and that's why I keep thinking they keep going for these all over the hill quarterback, because Tomlin inherited a quarterback who was ready made and he's yet to develop one.
Yeah, and that's a big part of this whole problem. When you get guys, and I'm still shocked, actually, Anthony. I don't know about you, about the Pickett departure, how quick it happened. I remember at the end of the first year he got a chance to play, how that year ended, you know, the touchdown to Pickens in the Vegas game. All of that stuff. And then I saw the preseason firsthand with Charlie Batch in those games, and I said, man, this guy, I mean, I don't, what were you thinking at the time? And I thought that was going to be something that they could certainly springboard into a really successful season, and it never happened.
Because they don't have any Sean McVays or Kevin O'Connors on this club, and they haven't had one. The best coordinator they ever had, let's be clear, wasn't B.A.
Todd Haley.
It was Todd Haley.
B.A. was pretty good, though. I like B.A. and I like what, but Todd Haley was really good, I thought.
Of course, they Bob, in the Todd Haley era, you were not concerned of a deficit with the Steelers because you knew they could come back. And, you know, and they beat some great teams. You remember they beat the world champion 2015 Denver Broncos, and they were down 27-7.
That's
so,
right.
So, I mean, my problem with this is, look, Tomlin, quit this putting a straitjacket on your quarterback. When Mason had to win you those three games to get into make the playoffs, you didn't say, let's play run first. You opened it up. When everyone thought you were going to play run first, you hit a slant to Pickens, and that opened that whole three-game series up.
Absolutely.
So get aggressive.
And I think Mason in the pocket, no, I think Mason in the pocket is somebody I like watching because he's willing to take a hit. He's taken many hits to move up and deliver on, and he did it in that Seattle game. He did it in a few of those games.
Yes.
So I don't mind Mason Rudolph being back. A lot of people have mixed reactions to it. At this point, what does it hurt?
Well, but Bob, you have no other choice. You can't spend 2 years, $90 million over an over-the-hill quarterback. We don't want to see running back Wilson again. We saw that nightmare. Give it to Mason. Keep the two wide receivers you got because that's going to open everything up.
Mm-hmm.
Draft you a running back in the later rounds and get the defensive lineman in the draft. Find a quarterback in the fourth or fifth round to help out. But you better build up that defensive line because what we saw from the Ravens, almost 600 yards rushing in two games, was a disgrace.
No question. Thanks, Anthony. I appreciate it. And that's a problem that's often overlooked with the talk of the quarterbacks. Sat here for weeks now, all we talk about is quarterbacks, but they do have to shore up what they've done on defense. Let's go to one other Anthony in South Hills, actually. Anthony in South Hills, can you make a quick please as I'm up against a break?
Sure thing. Big fan of yours, Bob.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say, like, I think the Steelers are lacking an adult in the room. Like, if somebody has got to come down to reality and realize that this team isn't built to compete this year. They haven't been built to compete the last few years, and we're stuck in this quarterback drama. In my opinion, these guys don't move the needle. We're fighting for scraps, being held hostage. Where is somebody at with a voice of reason that says, look, we're not there. We proved that last year. We're built to beat bad teams playing bad football. When we go up against a good team, we get whooped. Like, it played out exactly that way last year.
Anthony, let me ask you something. If you were in charge here, how would you address what the situation that exists right now? You have Rodgers on hold. Who knows how long that's going to take? I would end that sooner rather than later. If he doesn't want to do it, I would just move on. And I'd figure out someone else to bring in here. Roll the dice and look into the draft. And if I found I could be in a position to be aggressive, if I don't know if the right answer is Jackson Dart. I don't know if any of those guys are the right answer. What would you do with a quarterback situation? Would you do it this year? Would you wait till next year? How would you handle that?
I think I would roll this year, honestly, with Mason. I know you've got to bring somebody else in, you know, that can sit behind him. But, I mean, he saved their butts a couple of years ago. You know, so he can do enough. And then you see what happens. You spend the rest of your money shoring up the D-line, you know, bringing in some other pieces. Set yourself up to be in a good position next year. And then you draft your guy. You've got extra draft picks. You can move up.
Yeah, you package him, move up a little bit, and you can at least be aggressive more so than this year, I think, because you don't have much to offer people beyond the second round. But, Anthony, thanks for the call, man. I got to run. I appreciate it, and look forward to talking to you again. Bob's in New York. Guys in the car. Mark's in Shaler. We have Uniontown represented here. We got a lot of people want to talk. We'll do it as we continue right here. It's the Bob Pompeiani Show on a Saturday. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.